And now another look at the sensitive side of South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford.
I developed a relationship with which started as a dear, dear friend from Argentina.
This was a whole lot more than a simple affair, but it's a love story. A forbidden one, a tragic one, but a love story at the end of the day. If you come into connection with a soul that touches yours in a way that no one's ever has, even if it's a place you can't go, this notion of knowing that you know, for me, became very, very important.
Well, we couldn't resist. But Cindy Mosteller, former chairman of the Charleston County Republican Party, part of an evangelical organization that is rallying behind Mark Sanford's wife, Jenny. Good morning to you, first of all. And what are your feelings about your governor at this moment?
You know, I hope my feelings are more concentrated in my thoughts and that I'm not running away with those. And our feelings are shock. We cannot believe it. We don't accept it. We find no justification for it, and quite honestly, we find it somewhat bizarre and unstabling, disturbing. Those are just some of the adjectives that I would describe this.
Well, let's review the bidding for all of those Americans who've been living under a rock since last Thursday. Mark Sanford, of course, came clean with the affair he's been having with a woman down in Argentina. He was actually AWOL for several days down in Argentina with her. And women in South Carolina, after these revelations came out, have wanted to make it clear that they stand with the governor's wife. And there's an online campaign called Stand With Jenny. And Cindy Mosteller, you're affiliated with that, along with Becky Robbins, who's a communications director for the South Carolina Progressive Network. Good morning to you, Becky.
Good morning.
Becky, how are you feeling about the sort of sensitive male idea that Mark Sanford seems to be portraying in some of these interviews?
Well, I guess as a radio host, you probably don't want to hear this, but words really fail me. I kind of wish they would also fail our governor, who just can't seem to stop talking. It's been a very, very long week in South Carolina.
But, you know, he is playing on some assumption that women like guys who, you know, want to talk about their feelings and stuff. And it seems to me what you're saying is absolutely not. Just go away.
Well, in the beginning, I was kind of sympathetic. I think that matters of the heart are a messy business. And the press conference was stunning and a little bit heartbreaking because it's clear that the man is in love, and I don't think, I mean, it was really hard to process that, and I was very sympathetic at first and not quick to rush to judgment. But since then, it's been just bizarre.
Yeah.
The revelations that came out in the AP story recently when he went on and on about, that this was his soulmate and that this wasn't an affair but a love story. And that he was going to try to fall back in love with his wife. I mean, that went from just being kind of clueless to cruel, I thought.
Well, Cindy Mosteller, what is Jenny doing as far as the women in South Carolina understand it? And what are they saying about what her response ought to be?
Well, we've seen amazing strength. I think this is not a person who has gotten over love for her husband, that emotional attachment. In the midst of this great pain, Jenny has stood strong. We so appreciate that she just did not stand by her man through this sordid story. How can she stand by that and also stand with the dignity that is Jenny Sanford? And so in response to that, there are many people, sometimes often the first step is people are resistant to taking a stand against somebody. And so this petition for Jenny at palmettocouncil.org has given the women, the citizens of South Carolina, to take a stand for someone who's standing by her family, not necessarily by her husband's story, with great dignity, with great resolve, and even with an openness to forgiveness. Although it seems that Sanford, to me, is going to be very difficult for him to go back down the road once he's written the love story in front of us all that he claims to be so involved in.
Cindy,
we find is somewhat bizarre and narcissistic, unstable.
Well, Cindy, first you, and then Becky, if you could respond to the same question. Tell me about some conversations you've had with friends as this unfolded from a kind of a wives and mothers perspective there in South Carolina.
I tell you, it's what's interesting to me as a person involved in politics is that the conversations have not only been among friends and family. My dog was recently lost in a neighborhood about two neighborhoods over, talking to the people, did not even know they would know who I was. I've been on television on this issue, and all of a sudden the man from Pittsburgh, not a Southerner, not necessarily a Bible belter, looks at me and says, this man must go. This is not the man I voted for. And you see it in grocery lines, at the movie theater, and the consensus is the polls down here, the online polls, are about 85% that he should resign.
Wow.
This smacks at what everyone knows is essential to keeping not only families together, but governments together. It's now to the point that I think there's strong consensus that he is unable to govern not only within himself, but who in this state would be willing to be governed by a man acting such as this?
Well, except weren't we all governed by Bill Clinton?
Well, I'm not sure I was. We weren't a part of that process getting him up there.
All right. Well, Becky, I want your quick response. Well, response, whatever. Don't make it quick. Whatever. What conversations have you been having?
Well, they've been all over the map. I think that people are just really having a hard time processing this. From my friends, feel like that he hasn't really been governing the state for the last 6.5 years. It's been among the most ineffective administrations in memory. So we don't really feel like there's much to lose, whether he resigns or whether he stays in office. I think South Carolina is just really waiting for the next administration.
And a political future in Argentina, who knows?
Well,
Cindy, Cindy Mosteller and Becky Robbins, we want to help you process this, all right?
Okay.
All right, so just listen to this as we say goodbye to you.
Thanks.